Welcome back to the Chad Easty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Joining me in studio right now from LEADA, Lubbock Economic Development
Alliance.
Yes.
Nobody ever can remember.
I was almost going to say association. It's LEADA. John Osborne. And John, you were in studio last week talking about Visit Lubbock. And I don't know about you and some of the listeners out there, but I've seen pictures all the time, people using the heart and posting it on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So that's been going well. And people will keep doing that the rest of this week. And, why not keep going?
That's right. I think it's been a fun campaign. We modeled it a lot after the Florida campaign from a few years ago, where they basically said, invite your friends and family to Florida. Because they, by doing so, that you get people to visit, and now that raises the economy. And gosh, we love Lubbock so much. We live here. We enjoy it here. There's so many great things to do and see. Why not do a campaign similar to that?
Well, and the good thing also is that we've had nice weather. And so people have been able to go outside and take pictures without a sandstorm blowing through. But the reason I have you in studio today, and we didn't have an opportunity to get into it last week, but you're also CEO, of course, of LEADA. And, Texas has been in the news as a state so much lately, with the governor going through to different states trying to lure businesses into Texas. I wanted to have you on to talk about the LEADA part of the competition, because while the governors are all competing against each other, it seems, or at least many of the governors are competing to bring businesses to their state, you guys are in competition to bring jobs here to Lubbock.
Sure, absolutely. And to be perfectly honest, Governor Perry has been, no matter what you think about him, he's been one of the best economic development governors we've ever had. We've had others that have had some interest in bringing, companies here and helping our existing companies grow. But Governor Perry has definitely placed an emphasis on that since he's been in office. And the fact that he's been in office for so long has meant there's been a tremendous influence to bring companies to the state, to help our existing companies grow, and to provide better jobs for our citizens of the state.
Well, and there's been controversy. There's always controversy when it comes to LEADA or any other organization in different cities that do what y'all do and use taxpayer money. Tell us a little bit about what would happen if LEADA was gone, if LEADA did not exist in Lubbock. Why would that be a bad thing?
Well, I'm going to back it up just one step because I think it'll help explain it a little better. And that is that in Texas, we are what we call a bottom-up state, where there are more incentives at the local level, and there's more guidance for economic development projects at the local level than there is at the state level. So even though you see Perry and Governor Perry, and you see what he's doing in terms of championing economic development in Texas, in all honesty, it's much more driven at the local level. Whereas a lot of the other states, New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, Louisiana, and then Alabama, Mississippi, those states, North Carolina, South Carolina, those are all what they call top-down states, where there is much more influence at the state level and much more incentives at the state level than there is at the local level. So in those states, the Governor Perry of those states would go and try to win a project, and they would basically say, we'll give you this much in incentives, and we don't care where you go in the state.
Right.
Whereas in Texas, Governor Perry basically wants it narrowed down to one city within the state of Texas and one city from outside the state. And then basically he'll say at that point, what's the gap in the incentives? And that's where the governor's funds potentially could come into play. So at the local level, here in Lubbock, if we didn't do what we do in terms of trying to get new businesses to our community and to help our existing companies grow, there's not anybody else doing it.
Right.
And so, while other cities, have looked at that model before of let's just let everything grow organically, what they find is that they get behind the curve because so many other cities are out there that are fighting for these projects to happen. And it includes both existing companies growing and new companies coming to town. Companies, when they grow, they have an opportunity to choose where they want to grow. And sometimes they choose where they are, and sometimes they choose somewhere else. It depends on a lot of different factors.
What's the process like? If I'm assuming y'all get wind of a business or maybe a corporation calls you, they call Lita and say, we're interested in Lubbock, Texas. We're interested in moving or expanding. Give us more information. Is that how it happens?
Sometimes we get referrals from a variety of different sources. Sometimes it's the governor's office. Sometimes it's through our partners. It could be the Chamber of Commerce. It could be Workforce Solutions South Plains. It could be any of our education community. It could be a lawyer or an accountant here in town that knows of somebody within a firm that's talked about their company expanding. And it could be us just coming across them and targeting them and getting them to consider looking at Lubbock as a potential place to expand or grow their business. And at that point, we have to understand better what their company is trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish. There's no one size fits all to these things. And the best example I can give is that if you have a headquarters operation, versus a manufacturing, they have very different needs of what their need, in order to choose where they're going to locate. Labor plays into it. Utilities plays into it much more on the manufacturing side than it does on the headquarters side. The certain skill sets and the availability of that labor, are going to have, influences on it. The supply chain on the manufacturing side, especially if they can get the supplies, if they can be close to their customers, that's going to have an influence more so than on a headquarters related type operation. And the size of the company. If you're talking about a mom and pop type operation that is growing their company and they're expanding their operations versus a global company that is been in business for hundreds of years, they have very, very different needs, and you can't just say, well, Lubbock has got a great quality of life, you ought to be here. You actually have to tailor what it is that they need solved in order to get have any chance of winning the deal.
We're visiting with John Osborne of Lita. Let's talk about one of the major deals that just happened in Plano, Texas, getting the majority. They won't say the total headquarters, but it is about 98% of the headquarters of the U.S. branch of Toyota moving to Plano. I don't know if you get emails about it, but I received an email. Well, why didn't, was Lubbock, Texas even in the, that's what people want to know. Are these major brands, these major companies, is Lubbock ever in the running for something like this? When it comes to a Toyota or, maybe another corporation, where does Lubbock usually fit in on that list?
Again, it depends on the type of operation. We've had some major corporations look at us for operations before. In the particular, this Toyota deal, we were not considered. And yet I'm still very excited that they are moving to Texas, because the more we can get companies to not just Lubbock, but to Texas, it helps us with clustering. It helps us with the ability to attract other like companies to our state. And the more you can attract them and the more you can grow those here locally, the better chance we have here in Lubbock of winning some of those deals. The Toyota deal, you start looking at what does a headquarters in general need. Obviously, one with that kind of magnitude is going to need international flights. They're not going to want to do it's going to need to be direct flights back to certain places. And that's not just to Japan. That's going to be throughout the United States to their other locations that they have manufacturing and other operations. They're going to obviously need a supply of labor. They're hiring a tremendous number of people, and that supply of labor will be very, very important. I think strategically, from what I can tell from my peers and from what I've been able to read up on, being in that central part of the United States was going to be very helpful. Again, equidistant to both coasts, but also, you'll notice that, suppliers and OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers for automobile, for the automobile industry, have generally been moving from that Detroit area southward, and they've spilled into southern Indiana and Illinois and into Kentucky and eventually to Tennessee, Alabama, South Carolina, Mississippi, and even now into Texas. Mm-hmm. And not only has GM had an operation in Arlington for many, many years, but Toyota put in a plant down in San Antonio, and we've seen growth in Mexico. And so with OEMs going there and suppliers going following them. And so that movement southward and towards Mexico places that headquarters in a great position to service from the central point many, many different operations that are going to be in the so-called region. They're not in the north. They're more in the south and in Mexico. And so I think it makes strategically, it makes great sense for that.
Mr. John Osborne, we'll go ahead and we'll take the break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about LEDA and also partnerships as well. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, visiting with John Osborne, LEDA in studio to talk about, business and attracting business to Lubbock. And one of the things that, John, that we were talking about is that, you know, you try to find that issue, you know, that one thing, two things that a business would need. For Toyota, obviously they need a big international airport in order to shuttle people in and out. They've got that with Dallas-Fort Worth.
And they needed labor, I'm sure, because they were hiring a lot of people with a lot of those skill sets that the Dallas marketplace has.
You know, when it comes to incentives, and this is always something that's brought up with any type of economic development, what type of incentives are looked at when you're going to a business, when you're going to a corporation?
You know, businesses have really gotten smart over the last few decades. If you go back into the 80s and look at the companies that moved, and they moved because somebody wrote them a check, some city wrote them a check, what you found is that those companies more often than not were not successful wherever they went to, primarily because they were moving not because of all of these line items being met and checked off. Labor, yes, we got that. Utility rates, perfect, that looks good. Taxes are good. You know, what they were moving for was that check. And so when things went south for a lot of those companies, it took a lot of other companies made, you know, note of that. And so over the last couple of decades, they've really made a significant shift. And so now if a company actually asks me about incentives first, I look at that as a very questionable deal. More often than not, the incentive part of that whole equation comes into play at the very last when they've narrowed it down to a couple of cities and they're trying to say, okay, these cities have very light characteristics that we feel like we could be successful at in either one. And then they ask for incentives more often than not to help take one side over the other, to choose one side over the other. And so that's where the incentives generally come into play more often than not. And ideally, we don't have to give any incentives away. Ideally, I mean, I don't want to give incentives away.
Right.
I really think that if we can land a deal without incentives, that all the more power. I bring the biggest example that I've kind of got, if I could take just a second, was in my previous employment in San Antonio. I was trying to locate a what was a large project to me. It was not considered a mega project, but it was to me. 1,500 person opportunity with Accenture. And Accenture had some issues with the state at the time. The state had some issues with Accenture. And here they were looking to put a major back office operation where they were consolidating 17 different locations from around the state into one operation. And they're going to hire 1,500 people. And we're up against Oklahoma City. And the governor of Oklahoma was willing to meet with the company. They were offering $26 million in incentives. And the governor basically said half the state will come for these jobs. And so how do you win that when the governor of Texas won't meet with them? They can't get any incentives at all, both at the state or local level. And what I was able to do was prove to them that for each month that they stay, that they didn't make a decision, they were losing more than $26 million in incentives by not doing the consolidation.
Right.
And number one, and number two, that we had more supply of the key positions they were trying to hire for in San Antonio than they did in the entire state of Oklahoma, which basically reduced their risk of not being able to find the labor supply that they needed on a long-term basis. And so we ended up winning the deal. So, ideally we can win those types of things. Sometimes it means that we've got to get a shot at a company when we're not on that short list because of whatever reasons. That's the fun, and yet it's also one of the big challenges.
Visiting with John Osborne. We'll go ahead. We'll take the final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour with John Osborne of LEDA in studio.
Thank you.
All right, back on the Chad Hesey Show. We have about a minute or two wrapping up our visit with the CEO of Leda, John Osborne, in studio. What does the future look like for Leda in your mind? And what kind of partnerships do y'all have, even with other places in the region?
You know, we've got, we couldn't do what we do without partnerships. Obviously, the governor's office is a major partner of ours. But we also partner with a number of different organizations locally, with the Chamber of Commerce, Workforce Solutions, South Plains, South Plains College, Texas Tech University, LCU. They are all very good partners to us, because all we are doing is selling Lubbock, and it's up to a lot of these other entities to provide the services that are necessary for businesses to be successful. And if businesses aren't successful, then there's no opportunity for them to grow here. We also partner in the region. We are members of the High Ground of Texas, which is the top 66 counties of Texas. Think of it as the Texas Panhandle down to the Permian Basin area. And we do a lot of joint marketing with them, where we're going to other trade show areas to other trade shows and marketing to specific industries to look at West Texas in general. And then when we come back, everyone gets the dissemination of those leads.
So it can be a West Texas versus Central Texas.
That's right.
At times.
Well, you know, and to be perfectly honest, the High Ground has been a model that has been tried. Other regions have tried to adopt that same model, because it's been very successful, and it's been great. Obviously we live west of I-35 and can sometimes be considered that side of Texas that is not remembered as well to those that live in that Texas Triangle area. And so you have to do a lot of things just yourself. You have to work together. And what better way than to all partner together and join some resources together to do something bigger and better, and to have more opportunities for exposure. So the High Ground's been a great marketing organization that we've been a part of. But our partners are very, we rely on them very heavily. We also just recently, while we've been focusing very much so for many years on new businesses coming to town and helping existing companies grow, we recognize that there's some workforce issues. And so we just announced this last month a partnership with the Byron Martin Center to get them some more equipment.
John Osborne, thank you for your time.
Thank you.